the glottal stop. The glottal stop is produced by closing, then releasing the vocal cords. In English, the glottal stop can be heard between the vowels of the expression uh-uh, meaning no, but otherwise performs no distinctive function in the language. In Salish, on the contrary, glottal stop is a distinctive sound, that is, the presence of or absence of glottal stop in a word may change its meaning. For example, et nes means he goes, while et nes means they go. Some Salish words begin with the sequence of glottal stop plus vowel, while others begin with vowels. However, all Salish words that begin with vowels automatically insert a glottal stop before their initial vowel if they occur at the beginning of a sentence, but not otherwise. Thus, in a sentence initial position, the contrast between words that begin with plain vowels and words that begin glottal stop plus vowel is neutralized. All such words are heard as beginning with a glottal stop. For example, the word "aimt" mean angry, when pronounced at the beginning of a sentence, is heard as "aimt." But in other positions, the glottal stop is not heard. For example, "chenaimt," I got angry. On the other hand, the word "aicht," meaning tired, always has an initial glottal stop, both at the beginning of a sentence and in cases such as "chenaicht," I am tired. Other examples: "ach," "chenachum," "ach," "chenachum," "ich," "chenich," "ich," "chenich," "ust," "chenust." In contrast, "ats," "chenatsim," "ats," "chenatsim," "ilimichum," "chenilimichum," "ilimichum," "chenilimichum," "uye," "chenuye," "uye," "chenuye,"